I'm sitting in the warden's chair, the Lord Warden of Carlisle Castle. Let's pick a date, 1596. In front of me, where the camera is, that you would be Kinmont Willie. He'd been saying nasty things about me. But we'd arrested him. Unfortunately, my gang had arrested him on a day of truce. Well, you're not supposed to do that. And after a beautiful day of truce when they played football and there were not many fights and nobody lost any hands and all the rest of it, up the River Liddel there. Anyhow, we caught him, we brought him here, and they brought him here and they sent for me. Because they realised that they may have been in trouble through arresting him at the wrong time. So anyhow, Lord Scroope, who I'm pretending to be at the moment, had a little bit of problem. Do we let him go after all this time trying to catch him? We kept hold of him to think about it. In the meantime, all his friends had gone home and started telling tales to a fellow called Lord Buccleuch. And they decided, because they thought that he'd been arrested wrong, they'd try and rescue him for Carlisle Castle. Now, you should come to Carlisle Castle and you'll see the massive fortifications and the thickness of the doors and the height of the wall. Trying to get somebody out of here was a little bit difficult. Then we come to the Reavers part of it. You see, Willie Armstrong was an Armstrong. They were friends of the Grahams, but the Grahams were English. And the Armstrongs were Scots. And they were married across the border. So anything they did, everybody knew about. It still happens like that now. But never mind. When they started to organise their defence, we reckon that somebody inside the castle was on the take. Because they came to a little gate on the far wall. And the little gate is a postern gate. And it's massive in thickness. It's got a fantastic amount of metal on it. The hinges, the pins for the door are like that. They came when it was dark, and they came when it was raining, and they swam across the river with their horses. They must have been in a terrible state. They came across here, and they made so much noise deliberately to make the guards think there was a Scots army outside. They then waited for somebody, I think, to open the gate, but nobody did. It just so happens, I think, that the maid who had stolen the key to open that gate, or got the key, I won't say stolen because I wasn't there, it wasn't there. So the door was shut. The plan was falling apart. But they had brought with them picks and chisels. And they took the door out of the wall. Out of the wall. They rescued Kinmont Willie. And if you read what Sir Walter Scott says, they rescued that braw Scottish lad who'd never done anything wrong in his life. And he was bound in chains and fetters and all kinds of things. They killed a lot of Englishmen doing it. Anyhow, they did get him out the wall. They took him back to Scotland, and that was it. The Court of Inquiry next day. All that noise. They took the gate out of the wall, and you know, some of the guards never heard a thing. Now, just because we believe that the guards were called Armstrong and Graham has nothing to do with the story. They never heard a thing. Now, if you're ever trying to get out of bother, read Lord Scroope's letters to Elizabeth, the Queen. They're the best set of excuses you've ever seen in your life.